Welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. A big game for the Kansas Jayhawks. They're all big as they are looking to track down the K-State Wildcats and win their 15th consecutive Big 12 championship. We talk right now to the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. Bill Self is with us on our Sprint Guest Line. Coach Self, how are you on this snowy day?
I'm doing fine. You?
I'm doing all right. Cold. Otherwise, little shoveling in my future. I know that's coming, but otherwise, doing fine. But certainly looking forward to a weekend of college basketball. Before I get to the game in hand with West Virginia, and we talked to Coach Huggins earlier, who I know it's we're always entertained by Coach Huggins. But before we talk about the basketball, Coach, is there any update? Is there anything to report as far as the program and the college basketball investigations? There have been a number of stories written that speculate that an investigation from the NCAA is coming. Is there anything going with that to your knowledge?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation about everything going on since basically 18 months ago. And certainly it's picked up, you know, since the trial in October. But what has been speculated is basically the obvious in that the things that came up in trial will be looked into. Okay, so if people want to form that as a way of saying that they're coming after us or anything like that, then they can do that. But that's not what we believe is to be happening. What we believe to be happening is everything that has come up in trial with all schools, everybody, will be looked into. And that is what we know. The Silvio De Sousa stuff, because he was given a very, very, very negative outcome on the first go-through, would lead you to believe, well, there's something else going on. And the fact that they said, well, they're not communicating with self, I think that was brought out there would lead, well, there's something must be going on. No, it's not. Nothing must be going on, because in order to keep the integrity of all the of all inquiries, then you handle it this way, and the schools handle it perfectly. So there is absolutely no new news, zero, and the speculation is what that is, strictly speculation, except for we know at some point in time that the obvious, what transpired in the trial, will be looked into at every school that there was any individual that was brought up. So if that's true, then obviously we have a couple of situations that will be looked into, and we'll explain those out and move forward. So that's the extent of it right there.
We're talking to Bill Self, the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. Coach, West Virginia comes around and then a week off. I know you can't start enjoying that week off until you get through West Virginia. And they're kind of a wounded bear here, not to use the Huggy Bears term here, but having dismissed a couple of players, down Kanate for the season. And so I know it's a tough season for West Virginia, but I believe it looks like you're going to be without Garrett. Is that correct? He won't play in this game?
Yeah. Right. It's two teams that mirror each other. I mean, when you stop and think about it, they lose Kanate, we lose Azubuike. Mm-hmm. You know, they've lost these Harris and Amal, and you know, of course, we're out De Sousa, obviously Vic and Garrett. So they're similar, and Bolden's been, the Beatles been hurt for them, you know, the vast majority of the season. And so it's two teams that have been, you know, pretty shook from what we thought our teams would be to start. But, you know, the situation with Hugs, you know, he gets a big bonus every time they beat our butt, and he's had his fair share of bonuses. So, you know, he'll have them fired up to play, and certainly, you know, they got us the first time. We helped them, you know, just like it was kind of role reversal of all the times that they've had double figure leads on us and we came back. This was a role reversal, and we had a 6-point lead with under two left, and they come back. So we feel like that we got to get them back, and regardless of who's out there, it's a huge game for us.
Coach, do you have an updated timeline? I know LeGero leaving for personal reasons, that may be completely open-ended, and you know, at some point there was some...
It is.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Coach.
It's open-ended. Sure. And, yeah. Yeah, it's open-ended. So yeah, there's no timeline on anything on that situation.
Okay. And then on Garrett, I know at one point it looked like maybe he would be back, that this game would be it. It's obvious if he's not healthy, getting that whole week, this is a spot where he buys another whole 7 days if he can't go here. Is this maybe just, using that timeline and how it is to its fullest?
I'd like to say we're that bright, but I don't know that we are.
Okay.
In that we're hopeful that he can be practicing and be close to being able to move around by Monday or Tuesday. Hopeful. That's the best we can hope for. And then, of course, that would give him some time to get his legs under him before we play Saturday. But the reality of it is we're nervous about this, and that if you put him out there at all just to try to practice, which I don't think he could yet, may set him back 3 or 4 days, and so you may not get much out of that. So we're gonna go ahead and keep doing what we've been doing and hope like that for the best next week.
Coach, how impressed have you been with the growth of Dotson as your point guard? I heard you on the Big 12 coaches call and on Hawk Talk, but just, where is he in terms of what he is going to be at some point as a player?
Oh, I don't even think he's close. I don't even think he's scratching it. Well, he's scratching the surface, obviously. I guess you go get 25 and 10, I guess you're scratching the surface.
I hope so. Otherwise, he's looking at 50 at some point.
I know. I think he's going to be terrific. You know, he's starting to trust his shot a little bit more. And certainly he's so fast, he can get downhill and force help. And what he's got to do in his next really phase, I believe, is having that understanding of the game. Like, okay, you know, why can we be extra aggressive on this possession with a team foul situation? Why do we need to not reach or touch? Why do we need to attack them inside because the other guy has 3 fouls to start the second half? Or a substitution occurs where we have a size advantage, and that should be an automatic, okay, let's try to play through that. Those are the things that he's got to get where he kind of feels, and he's getting better at it, but certainly not quite there yet, and that could take years of still growing, but as far as the natural gifts of handle, speed, vision, improved stroke, there's a lot of things that's going on with him that's really, really exciting, and then he's so competitive, that gives him not an edge, but certainly in most situations, that's when he thrives the most.
Coach, on the conference call, you talked about the different players coming in and out and having to remake your team, and it's not just I thought it was interesting. You said, hey, we've got depth, we've got players, it's just we have to change the way we play. And you use the term fun to describe it. I know at the heart of every coach is a teacher and somebody who wants to build something. I know you want to win championships. I know how important it is to win the 15th and how much you put into winning every single basketball game that's out there. But is this, from just a challenge of the coaching, the basketball part of the equation, one of the more entertaining seasons for you personally?
No, not I would say definitely not. One of the least entertaining seasons personally until recently.
Okay.
I think recently, I really felt like here recently in the last week or so, it's a totally different feel, a totally different mindset. It's more teaching, more accepting, just a better feel. So, and we've gone through stuff like this before but up until then, it's been a I don't want to say a daily struggle, but it, for the most part, it has, not only with the players, but with us, so, I mean, we've definitely settled in how we're going to play. We definitely know what players we have, with the exception of plugging Marcus in right now. We definitely know some things, and everybody can accept roles easier. And it just seems to be a renewed vigor, so to speak, that we didn't have consistently throughout. So I'm hopeful that can continue, because that does make it fun. And when you have that, then you're obviously going to play so much better. And it's in sports, and people around here, should know this, even if it's sometimes hard to really understand, the way seasons start very rarely end the way they start. And if you do, then you've had the most blessed season ever. You know, there's always changes. There's always hiccups. There's always injuries. There's always different things that go on that can keep you from being whole. And eliminating distractions and things like that are so important, along with the good fortune of health and things like that that are so important in having a great season and finishing it from start to finish. And very few teams do this. And I don't think you can really become a team until you go through some crap. And I think we've gone through the crap. I think we're becoming a team. So to me, that's exciting. But I do believe this. I do believe that we'll be playing our best ball that this team is capable of playing when it counts the most. So that is exciting, and I still think our best ball is good enough to play with anybody.
All right, we're talking to Coach Self here in the program. I know you're busy, Coach. I'll give you my final four. It's brought to you by KC Ortho, Kansas City Orthopedic Institute, community's first and only hospital dedicated exclusively to orthopedics with an ortho urgent care. Open 7 days a week. Find out more at kcoi.com. Coach, I'll start you with this. Do you snowblow, shovel, or pay someone to handle the driveway and walk at the Self household?
I'm not proud to say it, but I'll take the latter of the three.
You know what? It's the smartest move. It's the smartest move.
Although I have shoveled plenty.
Okay.
I have shoveled plenty and recently, but I find it a little bit easier to take the latter of
the
three.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I go in the middle. I have the snowblow option because I'm fat, old, and out of shape. So I go snowblower. All right. Curious. 18-1. Our odds that are put on Coach Self being the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers in 19-20. You're like the 14th favorite or 12th favorite. Should I bet on the 18-1 or leave my money in my pocket?
I think it'd probably be wise to leave those $2 in your pocket.
I think so. And you actually got my betting level right, too, as well, Coach. $2 is about all I got. All right. Do you feel – I know you're such a basketball fan. You keep an eye on the league. Will LeBron James win another NBA title?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say no. And I think we got about 4 years left. And I am going to. I'm going to say no.
I'm a Laker fan, and I actually agree. Sadly. All right. And finally, last time you and Coach Huggins got together, who picked up the check?
You know, he's pretty tight, so so neither one of us did.
Ah, very good.
No, I'll take that back. I'll take that back. The Big 12 did.
The Big 12 did. Ah, I knew it. I figured there's
the Big 12 office.
Yeah, the third party took care of it. I like it. Coach Self, thanks so much for your time. Good luck. 3 o'clock on Saturday. You'll hear it right here on 810 against West Virginia. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it, and good luck.
Okay. See you, sir.